The BBC has just ranked the top 100 American movies of all time, so let the debate begin.
Well, joining us live to talk about a WTOP film critic, Jason Fraley. Jason, every once in a while, these groups come up with these lists. I find it ironic the BBC is ranking American films.
The American movies.
Yeah, really. But anyway, so give us the idea of what they came up with, the best of the best. Break down the top 10.
Funny, the BBC, they've pulled some people like David Lean, like Lawrence of Arabia. They've kept him out of here because he's their own. He's not, you know, we Americans try to claim him at the AFI. But anyway, so let's go through the top 10. At 10 is Godfather Part 2. No qualms there. One of the greatest sequel of all time, easily. 9, Casablanca. Probably the best written script of all time. Those writers must have been on some kind of drug because they were coming up. It was every line is a memorable
right.
line.
That's
Here's
right.
looking at you, Sean and Hillary. 8, Psycho. Invented the slasher horror genre. You can't go wrong there. 7, Singing in the Rain. The greatest musical of all time. How can you not smile watching that one? 6 is Sunrise. It's probably the best of all the silent era movies, F.W. Murnau. 5 is The Searchers, probably the best Western ever done. John Wayne, his deepest role, and I promise if you watch it over and over again, there's visual things by John Ford. There's a hidden affair between John Wayne's character and another character that's not in the script, only in the visuals. It's really deep stuff. 4, Stanley Kubrick's 2001, A Space Odyssey. The sheer scope of that one, starting with the dawn of man, having an ape throw the bone in the air, and then we're at spaceship. Definitely deserves it. 3, Vertigo, which I go back and forth, is probably my favorite movie of all time. I love the music and Hitchcock's direction, Jimmy Stewart, it's great. 2, The Godfather, I mean, if you pair that and Godfather 2, I think that's probably the greatest stretch, you know, greatest movie ever made. Coppola's a genius. And 1, it's a little cliche at this point, Citizen Kane. It always ranks one, but you'll never have any qualms from me. Every shot in that movie has a symbolic idea going on, so if you fell asleep watching it in high school, give it another shot, you know, make a game out of it. Look for what's going on in the shot.
Rosebud. Glaring omissions, Jason.
To me, there's some big ones here. Rear Window is not on here. All About Eve is not on here, which is just, I think that's a travesty. I think horror is unrepresented. Like Rosemary's Baby, The Exorcist, Silence of the Lambs should be on here. Musicals, if you leave off Astaire, Rogers, Busby Berkeley, The Sound of Music, I mean, I feel like they should be in there. Comedy, It Happened One Night, Blazing Saddles, Airplane, I would put those on there. And then some of the more inspirational ones, like To Kill a Mockingbird, On the Waterfront, Shawshank Redemption, which topped the IMDb's list. I mean, if there's a little bit of democracy here, I feel like that's the people's choice. And there's some other big ones like Lord of the Rings, Grapes of Wrath, Bonnie and Clyde, High Noon, and King Kong, Saving Private Ryan. I mean, some of these, you're like, how did they not make it on here?
Well, what about pleasant surprises, though? Stuff that showed up that you said, okay.
Me and our editor, Brian Drew, we're pleased to see Groundhog Day on there because, I mean, it's my favorite Bill Murray movie. I think for its genre, it's a perfect little movie, you know, fantasy comedy. It's great. Some newer ones I got in, The Dark Knight, which, you know, we pretty much live in the era of superheroes. So to me, that's kind of the one that encapsulates this whole era. I think it was the best one. Back to the Future, glad to see that on there. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I like seeing a little Charlie Kaufman oddball stuff in there. And then there were some newer ones like, let's see, The Lion King made it on there. Huh. No Pixar, interestingly. And no Disney's from Disney's Lifetime, which I think's an omission. You'd think Snow White or something would get in there. And then another little interesting point, 12 Years a Slave was the newest one to make it on. And it's right down at the bottom of the list with Gone with the Wind, which, you know, in past years has been in sort of the top 5, top 10 of lists. It's plummeted a lot, which I think kind of marks the social change with a lot of the, you know, Confederate flag debate we've seen. And I think the 12 Years a Slave and Gone with the Wind kind of both being around the same spot says a lot of kind of where how things are evolving there.
But no Pixar. I mean, Toy Story changed animation.
True.
It was visionary.
Yeah, as much as I love The Lion King, I think I would have to put Toy Story in there over it just in terms of it was the first digital feature-length computer animated movie. So, I mean, I think I would get that in there for an animated movie. Absolutely.
All right. So you have the whole list. And some pictures on WTOP.com, right?
Yeah, we have a video gallery so you can watch some clips and trailers and see the whole list and tweet us, at WTOP Entertainment and at JFrayWTOP and let the debate begin.
All right. That is our entertainment editor, Jason Fraley. Thanks, Jason.